Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures in Wall Street. I hope you are doing well. Hopefully you guys aren't too tired from the 4th, right? Happy birthday, America. Man, this Independence Day was a little different. I just came back from Table Rock, Missouri, Cape Fair. I have a buddy, Jerry, of mine, and one of my masterminds. He invited us to his home, beautiful lake house home. Check this out. And just a great time we had in Missouri. Never been there. Just an awesome experience with family and just celebrating with other like-minded brothers. And just being able to be present with our wife and kids was awesome. Anyways, I hope you guys had a great 4th. Here are some pictures of the lake house I was at. And with that being said, let me say my disclosure here. Everything on this podcast is for information and education purposes only. This is not financial advice. If you would like financial advice, please give us a call, 813-448-3446, or just simply visit our website at CortezWM.com. You can download a free guide on AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Also, if you would like a consultation, I will personally send you a free copy of our book. All you got to do is just book a consultation with us, actually show up, and I will sign this and send it your way. Talks about what's going on already. I wrote this about 2 years ago, and everything that is happening is actually predicted in his book. Pretty amazing. So just with the different economies and how the countries are shifting, even domestically, our country is moving towards left, more towards right, and there is a division in consumerism based on your patriotic and political views. In business school, when it actually mattered 20 years ago, they actually taught us that people do business what they like and trust, and that still is the same principle today. So as we go into the society, going into 2024 election, you're going to see more and more people just kind of pick one side over another when it comes to their dollar. Speaking of dollar and predictability and just like calling it out before it even happens. Look, whether you like Trump or not, you got to give him the benefit of doubt that the guy is just strong. The guy is a workhorse. And one of my favorite interviews is with that Tucker Carlson interview he had about a year ago. He dropped some nuggets on that interview that is actually coming to light now. So here we are. I'm going to show this video real quick. But just take a listen at this. Basically, he said what he already said with China and Brazil. And look what's happening with the BRICS. And you just got to take a listen. I don't want to steal the thunder in a video. Watch this.
Well, we're learning tonight from a leak from the Department of Justice to the Washington Post that the special counsel investigating Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, is now looking into whether he committed wire fraud. Okay, so as his numbers go up, the number of investigations multiply. This one appears to be related to Trump's fundraising efforts between the 2020 election and January 6th. Of course, this is an effort to sideline the frontrunner in the Republican Party while they figure out what to do with Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Trump is talking in a way that nobody else is about the most serious threat to this country, which is nuclear war, a nuclear war that the Biden administration seems intent on sparking through recklessness and truly crazy behavior. And then, of course, the second greatest threat to the United States, the other thing you never hear about as we yammer on about trans rights, is the decline of the U.S. dollar. We interviewed Donald Trump yesterday in Florida, and that came up. Here's part of the conversation.
Iran gets together with Saudi Arabia through China. And China's taken over. And China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding? China wants to change the standard, the currency standard. And if that happens, that's like losing a world war. We'll be a second-tier country. We'll literally be a second-tier country if that happens. Now, you're losing Brazil. You're losing Colombia, South America. You're losing Iran, you've lost it. You've lost Russia. And if you haven't lost them yet, you're going to lose them. China's on the wane, so China's gone. Then you see France going over. No, what's going on? We're losing. If we lose our currency, that's the equivalent of losing a world war. Our currency is what makes us powerful and strong. And this was unthinkable during the Trump administration. And if I saw Macron do that, I would have called him. I would have said, you know what? No more wine into the United States. No more champagne into the... And I had that with him. You know, I had Steve Mnuchin, a good guy, was unable to make a deal with France. France is very difficult, I will tell you.
Yeah.
They're all difficult because every country rips us off. But France is, in particular, very difficult. And you probably heard where they want to charge American companies substantial tax to do business in France. So I had Mnuchin working on it and other people working. They were unable to do it. They called me back. This for a couple of months. They could not do it. I said, let me have Macron get him on the phone. I said, listen, I understand you're going to tax American companies for doing business in France. Here's the story. On Monday morning, if you don't drop this, on Monday morning was Friday, I'm going to put a 100% tariff on every bottle of champagne and every bottle of wine that comes into the United States of America. He says, no, 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 that's not fair. I said, of course it's fair. You're charging American companies for going to France and doing business in France, a very big tax. So all of your wine, very good wine, but I think we make wine that's just as good. All of your wine and all of your champagne that comes in, I'm putting a 100% tax on. That's it. So good luck. Monday morning at 9 o'clock. That was it. I get a call back 15 minutes later. We've decided we're not going to charge American companies. But you know what happened? Once I left, now they're charging them.
So the takeaway from the interview we did with Trump yesterday, it lasted over an hour, was whatever you think of his answers, the conversation was about real topics. It was not about global warming or systemic racism or trans rights. It was about nuclear war, the U.S. dollar and its strength against other currencies, our trade balance, the things that actually define a country. They told you he was crazy for all these years, but why is he the only one talking about these things?
So Tucker is on X now, but it's amazing how Fox let him go and that whole debacle there. However, one of the things that I love about Trump is that he's going to start opening a can of whoop-ass on his countries. If he gets in, instilled, rig election, however, if he gets in, whatever it is, the good part is that he is completely anti-BRICS. And I really love that because that is such a huge, huge rocket launch for our economy. Like, we really need our dollar back. The world currency is still the American dollar. Despite all the news media, and I'll show you charts, we'll talk about this, about 60% of the world still has a dollar-pegged currency, which is called dollar-dominated currency. So as countries have these dollar-dominated currencies, this is how the USA has been the world police. And this is why Trump is saying this is like losing a revolutionary war, because we would become a second world country. He is not lying. And, you know, with losing China, losing Brazil, losing Russia, and all these other little auxiliary countries trying to get in, it's not good. But the good news is Trump has a plan. Like, no one's asking him, hey, what are you going to do about the BRICS countries? Because they're so focused on the media, so focused on him banging an adult porn star. They're so focused on legal issues. When let's talk about policies. And while the left doesn't even know what they're going to do with Biden, it's interesting because the clock is ticking. Just recently, Laura Loomer had a post that Elon Musk retweeted that Biden had a medical emergency on Air Force One. It's still breaking. It's still a fluid situation. We don't know what is confirmed, what is not. We can only speculate. We guys know what it is. Is a guy, the guy can't even, I mean, he's a dementia patient. They eventually have medical events that happen. But I'm going to be talking about this probably over the weekend and through next week before my podcast. I podcast on Tuesdays and my show comes on Wednesday. I'm sorry. I podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So my show goes on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, but you don't have to wait till the show. Just go ahead and subscribe to my channel on Rumble, Scriptures and Wall Street. I'll go live. I'll just, anytime there's breaking news, I'll post about it. I'll give my opinion on it. And of course, we'll look at the charts. We'll just look at the charts. We don't care about people's political opinion. Let's look at the facts, right? And then formulate our own opinion. So, I mean, the mainstream media, that's what they do, guys. And my opinion here is you can't just, like, kick Joe Biden out. He's not going to relinquish his delegates. The guy is selfish. In my opinion about the Joe Biden situation is you just can't he's not going to relinquish his delegates. When in history has he ever done anything for society? The guy is selfish. He blames others for his mistakes. He never takes responsibility. He literally has done nothing positive for society. And he's trying to get all the credit. And he's a great puppet. The guy pulling the strings. We all know who they are. The Obamas, the Clintons, the Soros, the New World Order, the Luciferians. These are the people that are running the show. You will die and own nothing, basically. And be happy. So I don't see Biden stepping down, but what I do see is these false flags of, I mean, they're scrambling. The false flag of, hey, he's having a medical event. So now they can justify a switch, whether it's Michael Obama or Newsom or Kamala Ho, whatever. They're going to justify a switch because he's not going to be able to do it. He's not going to come out and say, I want to step down. So they're going to create a medical event to basically discharge him and relinquish the office. And I don't know how violent that's going to look like. I don't know how that's going to look like, but it will be an all-out frenzy. They have about 2 weeks to come up with a solution. Whether he's staying, whether he's going. I mean, Gruesome Newsom can't even run California. But America doesn't care about fiscal policies. They don't care about that. They want good looks and they want popularity. I mean, even the worst singers make it through American Idol and America Got Talent. The best singers always lose. They go by looks. They go by popularity. And so Newsom can make a run for it. Also, Pocahontas could run for it. Michelle Obama, Michael Obama could run for it. I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, and still, Joe Biden can run for it. CNN just had a report saying that he is confident he's going to win the election. Why would he say something like that? Why would he say something idiotic like that? Because he knows the strategy that could steal the election? Like, why would he say that? I'm very curious. Like, I don't know one person that is so excited about Biden. I'm in Florida. I'm in a conservative state. Other than, like, people on Facebook, I don't know anyone that's voting for Biden, personally. I just don't understand. So, he's not going to relinquish his delegates. And people just want pre-COVID times. People want things how it was pre-COVID. All-time high stock market, $2 gas, wages were reasonable, inflation was controllable. I mean, real estate tax is always going to be high, but people like the pre-COVID times. And we want to get back to that. So there are going to associate pre-COVID times with Trump. And it is a popularity contest. And so if you look at the polls, not that I'm a big poll guy, but even with the unregistered voters, Trump is ahead by 20%. If you look at the registered voters, Trump is ahead by 20%. And overall, I read the other day that Trump is leading, if the election was to happen today, by 4%. And Joe Biden needs 4% just to keep up, to tie. So, look, man, you remember in 2020, the actual, oh my God, that was disgusting. The fraud that happened. I mean, we went to bed happy and we went to bed like excited and confident. Like we had it in the bag, no overtime. The game was closed. There's no way we can go to bed knowing that we're going to wake up and have Donald Trump as our president. And then boom, all of a sudden, millions and millions of votes came in last minute. They could do something like that electronically with artificial intelligence. AI has taken off like crazy. That's what I'm really afraid of, is the AI bots getting involved. Like, I know there's voter ID, but you got to think like they think. AI could be used for... Whew. We're going to start to see the dark side of AI, if not already. We're starting to see it now. You could literally... Like, there's AI apps right now on the dark web that when you're driving around town in public areas, and if you got your Bluetooth on your phone, they can tap into your phone, listen to your conversation.
I can hear you.
They can literally tap into your phone with the AI technology now. So there's got to be some serious regulation with this. That's peer-to-peer. Imagine what people could actually do with this technology. I'm really scared about this election. I don't want to say scared, because I'm not really scared. I'm just concerned, because I'm not fearful on what is about to happen, but I am concerned. And what I do like about Trump is that he's going to have a massive, massive plan to get the dollar back. It's going to be funny. Like, it is comical, man. Like, he's going to literally kick ass all over the place. So one of the things that he did in 2018, when he got instilled, if you guys remember, the stock market collapsed in December of 2018. He put China in his place in a heartbeat. He instilled the war on terrorists. I don't know if you guys remember that. The war on terrorists in December of 2018. Stock market dropped like 89%. People were freaking out. And he just tariffed everything because China has been abusive with their currency. So there's three things Trump is going to do. First and foremost, he's going to impose export controls. And what that means is, like, if you are not using the American dollar in your system, we are going to give you limited exports. So everybody wants our chips. Everybody wants our weapons. Everybody wants our goods. Well, you can't have them because you're using not the dollar, but you're using your rupee. You're using your BRICS. You're using this. Boom. That's going to stop real quick. That's going to stop the BRICS countries. It's going to split it right in half because they want the American goods. It is like a delicacy for them. They could talk all the hate they want. They still want our goods. The number two thing is like what you saw in France. Yeah, your wine is amazing. The French wine is really good. I don't drink wine, but he basically said, hey, Mr. Prime Minister, we're going to go ahead and if you don't stop the tax from us doing business with your country, we're going to put 100% tariffs tax. 100%. On the cost of your bottles of wine and champagne. 15 minutes later, he gets a phone call. Okay, we're going to release those taxes. Boom. Already in our favor. So the tariffs is the simplest, most powerful way to get our dollar back. So there's going to be tariffs galore. There's going to be Another thing he can do is currency manipulation. If you get deemed a currency manipulator, aka China, then you will have another set of tariffs. People will not do business with you because you are labeled a currency manipulator. So you have the export controls, the tariffs, the currency manipulator. Those are three things that they can do that Trump is going to do to get the dollar back. The dollar has to be strong. Like, we don't have the strength of the dollar. We don't have a country. And I love that Trump gets that. No one talks like that because he understands that the financial pillar of America is the strongest thing next to a God-fearing patriot. And so we need the greenback to soar. We are in some different times because even though that's what we need, the Americans are losing hope in a dollar. And we could look at the gold chart. We could look at the gold chart. Let me actually pull it up right now, as a matter of fact. So here we are. I mean, all right, we got a gold cross. This is gold. This is February 19th. We got a gold cross. The blues are gold cross. The purples are death crosses. So anytime you see a purple, it goes down. But you see a blue, it goes up. And my white crosses are just like buy signals. So we get a gold cross here. And we get another buy signal here, and it stays stagnant. Time of the buy here. We get a gold cross alert Monday, February 19th. Market just takes off. I mean, it's been taking off, the gold market, from March all the way up till now. And one thing about gold is that when people are expecting a crash, they will buy gold. When people are unsure about the rates in our economy, they will buy gold. It is a safe haven. I want to look at something here real quick. Federal funds rate. And here we are. We get another golden cross here, green light. Green light on the bottoms. And what this basically entitles is that we are experiencing higher interest rates. Yeah, we knew that. And if you guys remember back in March, I said they're not going to do a rate cut yet. And this is why, is because they simply have these rate cuts. So we have a lot of uncertainty right now. We have a lot of uncertainty, fear. And speaking of fear, what is weird is the fear index, called the volatility index, is going down. So fear is going down. Are you joking me? Are you freaking joking me? I got a sell on the volatility index. Like, it's full blown red here. It's turning all red. This is my long term momentum. This is my short term momentum, the top bar here. And then these clouds mean a lot of money it going down. I have a sell signal right here, which is pretty accurate, by the way. Again, this is not, you should not be taking this as investment advice. I'm not saying you should short the VIX. Heck no. But it is going down, and there's a lot of momentum down. So, yes, this is not investment advice. I repeat, this is not investment advice. I'm just speaking about this about education purposes only. The VIX is actually going down, and it will continue to go down. Right now, it hasn't even been this low since really 2018. So you mean to tell me that everything is calm right before, like it was in 2018? Give me a break. So having this tool and looking at the volatility is really worrisome, because now they're really, really manipulating it into Biden's favor. I mean, we have a potential for World War III, financial World War III. We have a potential of our country being insolvent. We have a downgrade. Remember, last year we got a downgrade. The U.S. has a downgrade. A lot of problems fiscally. And all this is happening, and the volatility index is down. But look, Let's look at TQQQ, TQQQ. Boom, which covers the NASDAQ. What I want to see is that obviously we have this blue cross that's going up. But usually when we hit this all-time high up here, there's something called a touch-and-go pattern right here that when this bad boy touches this, it will just go here and then come screeching down. Typically, a lot of the times, it'll just continue to do that. Will it happen here? I don't know. But that's something I'm going to be looking at is once we hit this level around 91, we can look for a huge, huge sell-off. Is this when Trump is going to get in? Will it just like coincidentally be right when Trump gets in? Like once it hits this peak right here, this level, which is about another... It's about another 15 to 20% more to go, and we hit that level, and then boom, it comes crashing down. Maybe Trump gets instilled, and they crash the markets, and then they say, hey, I told you, right-wingers, as soon as Trump gets in, nothing is working. Like, this is what they're going to do. But I think he knows this. I think he knows that the printing will stop. The flood of monies will stop. The Fed funds rate will come down. And here's the thing with the federal funds rate, like the interest rates. I know everybody wants interest rates to drop, but what is actually going to happen is it's going to fire back. I really believe that the stock market will go down as the interest rates go down. It's just the way it's been for the past 20 years. We haven't seen a real stock market in 20 years. Everything has been fabricated. So, I mean, with that being said, guys, it is imperative, man, to honestly just start preparing now. If you haven't given us a call, we want to help you. 813-448-3446. Definitely reach out to our office. Let's get you on a plan so that you're not stuck in this mess. You're not stuck in a roller coaster ride. You're not stuck in the uncertainty of this political pandemic that we're in. Guys, we don't even know if we have a fair election. We don't even know what countries. We don't even know what industries we're supporting. You could be supporting things that you absolutely hate. You absolutely do not like. And for me, being a Christian-based advisor, it's actually even hard for me to even expose my beliefs on Wall Street because they want to cancel me. All of a sudden, I had insurance carriers terminate my contract for no reason because I had a few complaints on my record. I'm like, really? You got guys that committed murder and they still have a contract. Yeah, well, I don't like doing business with woke companies. If you're pro-LGBT during the month of June and don't want to even acknowledge dads or our military, why in the hell do I want to do business with you? So they don't like that message, guys. They don't like that we honestly want to keep our faith, our family, our country in order. They don't like that message, guys. And that's what I wrote about in my book, is that there's two separate economies. There's two separate economies. And this is not a surprise. This has been happening for a minute. This has been happening. So we got gold being manipulated. We have the U.S. dollar. I didn't even show you the U.S. dollar chart. Oh, man. You got to take a look at this one. So what do you want to look at? Just the dollar? Yeah, let's look at the dollar. All right, so here we are. You remember when Joe Biden got in office? You remember that? The dollar was supposed to crash and it just skyrocketed. This is why you have to understand that just because your feelings do not like Joe Biden doesn't mean the stock market is going to go down. This is how they make money off of us, guys. They will manipulate and hit you with your feelings because you don't like somebody. And then, boom, rip the carpet underneath you. And the dollar skyrocketed. So here we are. The dollar's been going up. And look, I know you want to buy gold and silver and precious metals. I get that. I do believe in precious metals. But I want you to understand that this crap is manipulated, dude. Like, it is 100% manipulated. I actually lose money when I promote precious metals, but it's the right thing for the client. I think you should have, you know, good 10, 20% in precious metals. I don't think it's an investment. I think it's an emergency tool. God forbid a financial the ecosystem just goes belly up and you can't have access to your banks. It is great. As men, we have to provide and protect our families. But look what the dollar's been doing, man. Look at this. Does it look like it's going down anytime soon? But yet, when you speak to people, like, oh, yeah, the dollar's crashing. The dollar's crashing, man. Really? I mean, this is the actual dollar of the futures. This is not against any currency right now. This is American stinking dollar, the greenback. It is going up. And I will let you know. I will freaking let you know. I will let you know when this is going down. I'm sorry. I thought I had it all on. But yeah, this is the U.S. dollar here, guys. It is going up. Despite your feelings, it is going up, guys. And we have to understand, look, Joe Biden got in here. The dollar went down just a little bit. But then it shot right back up. You remember the dollar was supposed to crash, but it didn't. The dollar was supposed to crash, and it didn't. The dollar's not crashing right now, guys. And it doesn't look like it's not going to crash. And I'm not saying it can't, but I'm getting buy alerts. Dude, I don't get buy alerts on my scanners, on my predictions, if the dollar's crashing. Do we still buy gold and silver? Yes, we do. We buy it responsibly. We don't put all of our IRA money into a precious metal that is being manipulated by the same people that we're trying to avoid. And God, please do not invest in a IRA precious metal IRA. Don't do it. Because now the government knows where your precious metals are at and they have control of it and it's being manipulated. You better, if you're going to buy it, you better daggone have it shipped to you and you could custody it. You actually control it. Don't add another layer of difficulty. If you're going to buy precious metals, at least really own it. You don't own it if it's an IRA. Now, like I said, I'm not here to promote gold or precious metals. I actually lose money when I promote or talk about gold. But if you're going to buy precious metals, go to CortezWealthGold.com. It's our new sponsor. And basically, it is a white label for Genesis Gold. But if you use our link, Cortez Wealth Gold, they'll give you the preferred rates. And they'll ship it right to your door. They have Terry ounces. They have public coins. They have private coins. I don't like the public coins because they can claim those back. You want private coins because it's out of the financial system. And what they're going to do is eventually you could just melt the coins for whatever it is, right? So it really depends. It really depends on if you want private or public. I really like the public ones because, and particularly silver, because silver is an industrial metal. Gold is still a tier one currency. They can continue to manipulate it and they can call it back. They've already done it twice. But silver, they need silver in order to promote AI. They need silver in order to continue their woke agenda. And I like I said, going back to the precious metals conversation is, yeah, you can buy some, but you have to buy it responsibly, guys. Like you don't want to just put all your money in one asset class. We have to diversify. We believe in our covenant process that you have some precious metals. You have insurance contracts protecting you from the downsides of the market, the strength of insurance company, and you have some liquidity in the market. We have money managers that can trade these accounts, that can actually trade these accounts. We see the manipulations before it happens. I mean, I'm showing you a chart that I use professionally to trade the markets myself. But I will say that we can't have all precious metal portfolio, all insurance contract portfolio, all market-based portfolio that is funding the woke agenda. We need to have a combination of all three. And that's what my book is about. We need to be able to have money that is a portion of it that's guaranteed, a portion of it that's going to grow with the manipulations of the market, and a portion of it that if both fails, we still have precious metals. And that is our covenant process, guys. Like, if you want to learn more about it, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit our website at CortezWM.com. Hey, I've gone way too long here, but I wanted to show you a quick video of my kids. So check out Natalia. This was Ephraim and Jacob. Jacob's on the right-hand side. Natalia's on the left. And my friend's son is in the middle, Ephraim. But look at them go, man. They are just awesome. They are just awesome. We had a great time in Table Rock. We didn't go to Ozarks, but we went to Table Rock. I guess it's in the Ozarks. I'm still learning. But the geography there. But a beautiful area. And just an awesome, like, they got some really big air there. They're just going. I mean, we're going like 40 miles an hour or 25 knots, and they were just slinging it. So great time. I want to share a verse real quick. Daniel 5:12. This is day 26 of the book that my devotion book that I've been talking about for the past 26 podcasts, 31 Decrees of Blessing for Men. Daniel 5:12. He can interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Our God is very good at coming up with solutions. To show you just how amazing he is dealing with even the most difficult problems, consider this. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world was laid. Revelation 13:8. In other words, before Adam and Eve entered the world, before it even entered their minds to rebel against God, God already had a solution in place to deal with the whole problem of the fall. Nothing takes God by surprise. He is never left standing around shaking. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Not only does God have brilliant solutions for any and every situation, he freely shares them with us. All we have to do is ask him. James 1:5, Jeremiah 33:3. When you don't know what to do, rest easy because you know him. He has all the wisdom and insight you'll ever need to solve any problems you ever face. I hope that ministers to your heart, man, like it did to me. Like I've had a lot of problems just podcasting and in my industry and with clients and just figuring out solutions. And I tell entrepreneurs this as I'm coaching them. You have a situation. The answers are in your relationship with Christ. Like, you have to like seek him. He will give you the answers. He is the most powerful. We are his children. He has 1,000 cattle on the hill. He knows all things. So why don't we just ask him instead of hiring or reading all these self-help books or finding our chi or meditation, yoga, and all these things. Like, once we get on our knees and actually soulfully reach out to him, he gives us solutions. It's that simple. Like, it's biblical. So if you don't have that ability, I ask that you ask God in your heart right now. Maybe you are a sinner like me. Maybe you need to acknowledge that you need a savior. Maybe you're living a lifestyle that is not conducive to your family or to your relationship with him. Maybe it's that guilt. Maybe it's the past guilt that you're not good enough. Maybe you've committed so much sin that you think he will never, ever, ever accept you. That is the lie from the Satan of hell, the pit of hell. He is for all of us. doesn't matter if you're vaccinated, left wing, flame throwing, whatever. It doesn't matter who you are. You're still God's people. You're still God's children. And I ask that you would receive him. This podcast is, yes, it's about money and politics, and but it's also mainly founded on the cross. It is about the scriptures, because at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing today to benefit the kingdom? God will ask you when you die. I'm sure he's going to ask you, what'd you do for me? What'd you do for me? And only you can answer that. Did you seek comfort? Did you seek pleasure? Did you disobey that little voice that inside of you? Did you show up for your family that I gave you? Did you help that brother in need that I sent your way? Depart from me, for I never knew you. You don't want to hear those words. You want to hear, well done, my faithful servant. So when I pray, I read my little devotions, I pray, and I ask God to solve my problems, and I also ask, oh, what demon can I piss off today? So I'm pissing off a demon right now. If you're offended by this message, you have a demon inside of you. Yeah. Yep. For many years, I was taught that, oh, you're too political. Why don't you just talk about financial stuff? You're too political. I mean, really? I'm just myself, man. And it goes back to what I said. You're only going to do business with people you like and trust. And the fact of the matter is that your advisor doesn't have these conversations because they're not living the lifestyle. And you're supporting their lifestyle. So, and God will question. God will question, what'd you do with your money? How are you a good steward? And that's really my message today, is that we need to get back to the basics. Our Savior is not Trump. Our Savior is not any one political. Our Savior is not precious metals. Our Savior is actually waiting for you to answer his call. So maybe you're like me, you're a freaking idiot, stubborn, and you had to die in order to hear his voice. That was me. That was me. I was seeking a life of just comfort, arrogance, and just wasn't myself. I needed to be humbled. And trust me when I tell you, you're either going to humble yourself or God will. And take it from me, you don't want God to humble you. You do not want God to humble you, because he will in his way. And it won't be pretty, but he'll humble you though. So anyways, guys, I'm out of here. God bless. I went a little too long. I miss you guys. And next week's going to be fire, man. There should be a lot of things happening next week, especially with the Biden talks and what Trump is doing and the markets. A lot to talk about. And I'm excited. God bless you guys. Love y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our new Rumble channel, Scriptures on Wall Street. Also, book an appointment with us at CortezWM.com or download our free guide at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. You can also follow us, subscribe over at X, Telegram, and you can find us over there as well. Well, God bless you guys, and we will be talking soon.